Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel may puzzle us on a first reading. While teaching in the temple, Jesus challenged what the scribes said about the Messiah, that he would be the son of David. He said that David himself called the Messiah his Lord, which means that the Messiah was not under David, but rather above David. A quick clarification of terms. Christ is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word Messiah. It means anointed. Anointing was the usual rite to establish someone as king or as prophet or as priest. So there were many anointed ones. But starting from the prophecy of Nathan to King David, about a future descendant of his that would be established forever, Israel began to harbor the hope of the Anointed One. Many scribes emphasized what Nathan had said to David, that the Messiah would descend from him, and he would be under David, so to say, restoring the kingdom of Israel to the splendor it had in the time of David. It would reach again that national splendor as a kingdom of this world. But Jesus pointed to something the scribes had missed. David himself said in the psalm that the Messiah was his Lord and would be above him. David spoke of a Messiah that would come from heaven. So it wouldn't be someone simply pursuing some goal of this world. Jesus was saying then that what God would do through him was more than just restoring the splendor of Israel. God's salvation is more than that. He would restore our friendship with God, the glory of God dwelling within us. And that would bring a lot of good fruits, even for this life, but it goes beyond that. Finally, this scene conveys an atmosphere of hope and victory. The great crowd heard Jesus with delight. I think it's because they gained insight into the meaning of Scripture and into God's plan. And also because Jesus conveyed a positive outlook. Even though human history is plagued with strife, God's heart is not embittered by it. His heart is not held in constant lamentation over those who refuse to receive him. No, the Lord is seated at the right hand of the Father, until all his enemies are made subject to him. So, how has God's salvation been manifested in your life and in the life of people you know? How has that salvation gone above and beyond human expectations? What are those side effects of salvation that are good outcomes, even for this life?